位听众大家好，欢迎来到老中广播电台的节目，我是君君。2022年的夏季，加州的州政府是拨款并且创立了Stop the Hate 停止仇恨的专案。这个专案在旧金山湾区是存在21个服务单位，他们的功能是要提供居民针对仇恨事件的直接预防和干预措施和服务。那么位在 Oakland 的 Asian Health Services 是负责管理和支持21个停止仇恨服务单位的机构，他们的负责人是 Alana Sanchez Prack。 现在让他来跟我们介绍一下 Asian Health Services在停止仇恨专案上是扮演什么样的角色。
So AHS is the regional lead for the Bay Area, South Bay and Central Coast region. So that's who we were funded by the California Department of Social Services, as regional lead. We don't have much partners in the Central Coast yet. We're in year one of the program and it's going to be a 3-year program. So our role in this program is to provide technical assistance, capacity building, programmatic, and evaluation support to all of the 21 program service providers. And they're all community organizations. They're working on violence prevention and addressing hate in the different diverse communities within the Bay Area. I would say right now, primarily, we are focused on the Asian population just because this funding was originally as a response to the rise in anti-Asian hate since the start of the pandemic. But, you know, as the program is expanding, we are hoping to expand into more diverse communities as well, because, you know, hate exists in a variety of ways. So that's kind of the direction that the program is heading.
好，那么项目负责人 Alana Sanchez Prack 表示， Asian Health Services 是21个停止仇恨服务合作伙伴的区域总管，他们是提供技术上的助援、内容成长和专案评估审视的支援。这21个合作伙伴都是社区性的组织，提供各类暴力受害者复原性的预疗需求。那么目前停止仇恨州拨款所帮助的大部分是反亚裔偏见的案例受害者。
The program service providers that we oversee, we're funded to support them in the ways that we mentioned, but they all have their own diverse political views, approaches to their communities, and it's very specific to the populations they serve. And what we're helping them do in supporting the state in doing is to develop, implement, and evaluate these different community safety demonstration products and models that are sustainable, that can be elevated across communities and replicated and even maybe merged into current city and county models for safety.
好，那 Alana Sanchez Prack 表示呢，21个服务单位有个别的族裔性、文化背景、政治立场、社区形态，也有非常明显的服务特长，和最重要的也就是他们非常专注的社区上的服务对象。那么 Asian Health Services 一个很大的目标呢，是在资助这21个合作伙伴上的同时呢，要发展出可续性的社区反暴力安全机制的一个模式。那么希望呢，在以后不但在社区的层面上可以很好的应用，那甚至日后呢可以复制使用在城市和县政府的层面上。
So the program service providers of this region, they provide a variety of services to a wide range of communities, including the immigrant, refugee, elderly, youth, religious, LGBT+, and low-income populations.So all services offered by each program service provider are culturally and linguistically aligned with the communities they're serving. So of the services they offer, they're broken down into 3 different categories. Direct services, prevention services, and intervention services. Direct services would involve things such as case management with legal help, group counseling or therapy sessions, work like wellness and community healing.Prevention services would be things such as arts-based or other like cultural work programs, youth-based development like teaching and developing like youth, and also like senior safety and ambassador escort programs. And the last one we have would be intervention services. This would involve things like outreach and working with local governments and other institutional partners to help the Stop Hate program. So...Of the 21 program service providers in this region, 16 are providing direct services, 16 are providing intervention services, and all of these programs do provide prevention services. In addition to a focus on these impacted communities, numerous program service providers are implementing models to incorporate cross-racial solidarity and healing as well.
好，那 Asian Health Services 的停止仇恨社区健康推广专员，他是 Vincent Nguyen。他表示呢，二十一个服务单位的性质呢都是非常多元化的，他们的服务对象呢是包括移民、难民、老人、青少年、低收入户、多元性取向等等。那么所有的服务管道呢都是具备语言性和文化性的相融。那么服务内容可分为三大类，那就是直接性、预防性以及干预性的服务。直接性的服务呢是包括个案管理、法律咨询、群组辅导、身心预疗。那么预防性的服务呢，可能包括艺术空间、文创发展、青少年身心发展、老者陪同、跨文化活动等等。那么干预性的服务呢，可能会涉及市政府、县政府的机构投诉，或者是启动其他组织的平反机制。那么在这二十一个服务单位中呢，有十六个是提供直接性的服务，十六个是提供干预性的服务，所有二十一个单位都提供预防性的服务。那 Vincent 在这儿也强调了一件事情，就是很多的服务单位呢，他们都相当的专注在跨文化性的一些活动以及专案。那么当然了，这个目标呢，就是希望能够达到社区与社区之间、族裔与族裔之间更加的祥和和相互的了解。好，那么刚才呢，我们是一直提到这个二十一个服务单位，那现在呢，就让 Vincent Nguyen 跟我们说一下，究竟这二十一个服务单位又是谁呢？
First would be APEN, stands for Asian Pacific Environmental Network. Next would be APILO, Asian Pacific Islander Legal Outreach. There's also the California Healthy Nail Salon Collaborative, Chinese for Affirmative Action. There are subgroups within Asian Americans for Civil Rights and Equality.Next one would be SARI, Center for Empowering Refugees and Immigrants, CCDC, Chinatown Community Development Center, CCFSF, the Chinese Culture Foundation of San Francisco, CPA, the Chinese Progressive Association, COURAGE, the Communities United for Restorative Youth Justice, CYC, the Community Youth Center of San Francisco, FAJ, the Filipino Advocates for Justice, KCCEB, the Korean Community Center of the East Bay,MHACC, the Mental Health Association for Chinese Communities, OACC, Oakland Asian Cultural Center, OCCF, Oakland Chinatown Chamber Foundation, Rams Inc., Richmond Area Multi-Services Inc., there's Self Help for the Elderly, SEEDC, Southeast Asian Development Center, SFF, which is the Step Forward Foundation, TBA, which is the Toisan Benevolent Association, and VACCEB, the Vietnamese American Community Center of the East Bay.
好，那我们现在要进一段广告。回到节目来的时候呢，君君是有机会访谈了二十一个服务单位中的七个，在节目中呢，就让他们介绍他们的服务内容。非常高兴回到节目来，这里是老中广播电台，我是君君。那么在节目的第二段呢，我们就开始介绍君君有机会访谈的七个停止仇恨专案的服务组织。那第一个呢是美国华裔精神健康联盟。那么以下呢是负责人 Elaine Payne 的对话。
补充，我们是一个非牟利机构，然后呢我们就是我们的 mission, 这个 Mental Health Association for Chinese Community 的 mission 就是希望通过我们的教育支持帮助，可以提升我们这些所有有精神疾病影响的这个家庭或者受众呢，他们的品质呢得到改善，然后从而呢也是减低整个社区对精神健康这个污名化的一个，把这个污名化给它尽量降到最低，因为我们知道很多人就是因为污名化的缘故，他们不愿意出来寻求帮助，然后导致呢病情啊或者恶化呀，或者是情况变糟，这些我们都需要尽力避免的。
好，现在让 Elaine 跟我们说一下美国华裔精神健康联盟在 Stop the Hate 停止仇恨专案上面的服务内容。
那然后我们现在要是讲一下跟我们这个 Stop Hate 有什么联系呢，这个黑冠有什么联系，因为它实际上他们三大方面的那些服务呢，直接服务啊哈，然后 early prevention 这个 prevention 啊和 intervention 这三项呢 他都已经跟我们有个agreement， 是我们要满足这三项，就这三项项目呢我们都会全部去参与。所以这个可能就是我先介绍一下，就三项服务呢我们跟 stay 那边的 agreement 里面都是有涉及的。所以 direct 服务呢就是 mental health， 就是说就是精神健康和免费的这个精神健康的这个服务，这个直接的我们是最重要了。那我们在这一方面的确是做了很多很多，包括个案的辅导啊，家庭的这些帮助啊，还有呢就是他们遇到事情如何去后续的一些跟进啊。
好，下一个要介绍的组织呢是乌伦华富商会 Oakland Chinatown Chamber。这个商会呢是支援乌伦华富居民和商家在暴力犯罪的预防和应对。他们的直接服务呢是包括受害者助援、个案管理。预防性的服务呢是居民安全教育讲座，好比说举报、辨识犯罪类别、安全出入措施等等。那么干预性的服务呢是包括乌伦市政府、乌伦警局、阿拉米达县政府沟通联系，为东湾的华裔争取权益。这是乌伦华富商会 Oakland Chinatown Chamber。好，那么下一个服务单位呢是妥山 Benevolent Association。那么以下呢是 Josephine Hui, 妥山 Benevolent Association 的副主席。
The mission of the patrol team is to work together with law enforcement, community ambassador, highway security team, and other safety advocates to protect and keep the Oakland Chinatown safe. We have in control, in total, recruited hundreds of members from all over the Bay Area, and currently have about 60 regular patrol members. An average of 12 people per day perform patrol of the Oakland Chinatown area. We assist the police in preventing crime by monitoring for incidents, conducting check-in with residents,and merchants throughout the day on our foot patrols.
好，那么刚才 Josephine 呢跟我们解释啊，台山社安队社区大使的作用，这是台山 Benevolent Association 他们所设立的安全机制。他们的功能呢就是警民合作。社区大使呢每天会巡逻乌伦华富的街区，与执法单位合作举报可疑的状况，犯罪干预、受害者助援、翻译、保存证据、报案等等。那么社区安全巡逻服务也包括协助失智残疾人士。他们现在呢是有上百名的大使来自湾区各地，其中呢60名呢是正式的一致履行责任的社区大使。那么一天呢大约是有12名的巡逻大使呢会在乌伦的华富街区做巡逻。那么除了社区大使呢，妥山 Benevolent Association 呢还设立了商家的互助据点，他们使用 walkie-talkie， 也就是无线通话机来做一个守望相助。若是看到任何的犯罪或者是可疑的状况，这些商家呢就会直接与社区大使做一个联系，而社区大使就可以启动乌伦警局的帮助。好的，那么下一个服务机构呢是 Black Women for Wellness 以及 California Healthy Nail Salon 的 Collaborative。 以上的两个组织呢共同进行了一个研究的专案，它在审视目前在专业性的美容沙龙工作者所常用的化学产品中的危险性，进而推广促进专业美容产品的安全性。那这一个研究报告呢是称为 Exposed。那 Black Women for Wellness 为停止仇恨推展了许多的讲座，其中呢 A Grain of Rice 启动了非裔和亚裔社区的共同背景，描述美国稻米农作物与早期起源于 Charleston, Carolina， 它的品种和培育的技术仰赖于当年非裔奴隶所有。也因非裔在南方稻田所付出的劳力，稻米的产量成为美国主要经济的来源之一，仅次于棉花。
The grain rice, how it's impacted the Black and African American community and the AAPI community. So because it's just a huge part of the economy within the whole world. So just looking at how the agricultural innovations that the API and the Black communities did to help propel it, looking at the ways it's interwoven within our culture, within like how Black people would braid it into their hair, how it's traveled through literature as people have moved to different countries within the diaspora. So that should be really interesting. And then also looking at what people are doing now within present day to help support community-based farming practices.
好的，那么我们现在要进一段广告，回到节目来的时候呢，我们再继续访谈 Center for Empowering Refugees and Immigrants， 这也是停止仇恨专案的另外一个服务组织。非常高兴回到节目来，这里是老中广播电台，我是君君。那么我们继续我们的节目呢，是在介绍下一个停止仇恨的组织，它是 Center for Empowering Refugees and Immigrants， 或者是简称 CERI， C-E-R-I。 那么它的负责人 Sonora 现在为我们介绍一下 CERI 的服务项目。
I work for Center for Empowering Refugees and Immigrants. We're a non-profit in Oakland. CERI for short. We have been there for 20 years now in Oakland, and servicing, it began with servicing the Khmer population that were survivors of genocide and dealing with PTSD and trauma-related therapy. And it branched out to something more because now we encompass many other refugee and immigrant populations into our organization, and we offer many different languages. Right now I am a Khmer speaking therapist, but we also offer language services in Vietnamese, Nepali, Hindi, Burmese, Pashto, Farsi, and Tibetan. And so we try to encompass the makeup of what's there in the area. We service the Oakland, Alameda County area.
好的，那么 CERI 呢，也就是 Center for Empowering Refugees and Immigrants。 Sonora 说呢，这一个组织呢，他们最主要是在服务乌伦、以及 Alameda County 阿拉米达县。那么他们是设立在乌伦的小西贡。那 CERI 的初衷呢，是要帮助辽国种族灭绝的创伤者做心理的复健。那么二十年来 ，CERI 的服务群众扩展并多族裔化了。那现今呢，提供越南、尼泊尔、缅甸、波斯和西藏语言的服务。好，那么接下来呢 ，Sonora 他是提起了他所服务的一个个案。那他是一位老者，是一位男性的老者呢。然后呢，他是呢因为种族的偏见而被攻击，那他的创伤呢是相当的严重，他是由 Berkeley 的这个医生呢把他 refer， 也就是推荐到 CERI 这边来做心理的治疗。那因为呢他受到的这样子的攻击呢，他感到非常非常的不安以及创伤。那这位老者呢，他是一位亚裔，也是观念上是相当的传统。他说，我不能够保护我的家庭，因为我完全不能够保护我自己。他为了这件事情不食不睡，而且呢全身疼痛，可是呢也没有办法辨识一个真正的痛源。那 CERI 在这方面给他做了心理的医疗，他们的医疗师和心理医生使用包括 EMDR， 也就是眼动身心重建法，以及 Flash Technique， 也就是眼动法等等医疗，来帮助受害者降低创伤所造成的心理影响。
And so luckily we do have EMDR trained therapists working at CERI. You know, I myself have started EMDR therapyAnd we also have learned the flash technique that helps with post-traumatic stress and to help, you know, immediately with anxiety and to just bring that down. And on the first session, honestly, all I could do with him was just do breathing exercises because I felt like he was so hypervigilant. He was just in such a state of trauma that there was no way that we could start like an EMDR or a flash technique with him.Because it was just about trying to like get him to breathe at that point.
好的，那么我们下一个要介绍的组织呢是 Chinese Progressive Association， 它成立于1972年，以跨族裔跨世代的途径呢来产生育疗。 Chinese Progressive Association 强调安全的青少年发生沟通的空间，并以两代人之间的互动进行社会祥和，达到个人和群体的安全感。停止仇恨专案中行动包括青少年领导力的发展，与旧金山学区进行青少年全面健康，与阿拉伯、穆斯林、菲律宾、拉丁西与一青少年社区组织合作，建设多族裔性的联盟，进行现今社会议题的对话。
But the Chinese Progressive Association, we very recently celebrated our 50th anniversary. So we, we've been in San Francisco Chinatown since 1972.And, you know, our history really comes from a movement that was led by young people, Chinatown residents, you know, inspired by the civil rights movement, in thinking about, you know, the Asian American identity and how the Chinese American immigrant communities in particular, you know, is struggling, you know, to be honest, right, and situated, you know, in the larger United States society. And so in our 50 years of work, you know, we have...we are really truly a multi-issue social justice organization, and we're very embedded in the community. So we organize adult members, you know, in the immigrant communities as well as high school youth. And then we also, you know, have like volunteers, you know, young adults, you know, who are interested, right, in coming back to the community and figure out, you know, how to change for the better.
好的，那么刚才呢是 Chinese Progressive Association 的 Joyce， 接下来我们让 Emily， 她是负责 Chinese Progressive Association 的青少年团体。
And so what that looks like in our work is, in our Stop the Hate work is, we work on four different areas. Youth leadership development, that happens in our five different youth programs. What that means is we are growing the capacity of young people to take leadership in their lives, in their families, within education equity, and ultimately as young working class people in San Francisco and the Bay Area. The second part is we consult and advise with the school district, SFUSD, on youth wellness practices. The third part is,and this has been some of the most exciting work, some of the work that our youth are really, really excited about is cross-cultural exchange. And so for this, we work with a few other organizations based in San Francisco, Coleman Advocates, and their members are Black and Latinx families, parents, teenagers, and then also children too. They have a membership of younger children.And we're also working with AROC, which stands for Arab Resource Organizing Center. They're Arab and Muslim youth and families. And Filipino Community Center, FCC. They're a new partner within our Stop the Hate work. And we wanted to bring them in to uplift critical voices and experiences of Filipinx youth and to really broaden the context ofthe Asian community's experience with anti-Asian violence.
好，那么刚才 Emily 跟我们所叙述的青少年的专案呢，其中有一个很大很大的强项，就是他们所谓的跨文化共识。那在这一方面呢， Chinese Progressive Association 呢，他们是与各个不同的族裔性的合作伙伴，为青少年带来族裔性的一个祥和。那这其中是包括 Coleman Advocates， 他们是非裔黑裔以及拉丁西语裔的青少年组织，还有 AROC， 他们是阿拉伯以及穆斯林教的青少年的组织，以及菲律宾的青少年的组织。 Chinese Progressive Association 是与这几个跨族裔性的单位呢一起合作，达到一个跨文化的共识。好的，那么我们现在要休息一下，进一段广告，回到节目来的时候呢，我们再继续访谈安老自助处在 Stop the Hate 停止仇恨专案上面的服务内容。 非常高兴回到节目来，这里是老中广播电台，我是君君。那么节目的这一段呢，我们就让安老自助处的 Emily Chung、来为我们介绍一下安老自助处，他们也是 Stop the Hate 停止仇恨专案的合作伙伴之一。那么安老自助处呢，它是为老者提供食物、住宿、健康、社交、求职、语言等资源的协助。那么停止仇恨服务专案是包括紧急应对、预疗资源、报案、法律咨询等等。那么其中有一项是应用性很大呢，就是陪伴老者。
首先我们从三藩市开始有这个叫做Senior Escort 的 services， 是专门陪着长者去做任何他的 activities， 那包括你如果是想要散散步啊，打太极啊，去看医生啊、去找朋友，去老人中心，我们的互办人员呢都会one on one door to door 去送长者跟他们一起坐车载他们去，然后陪他们，让他们继续可以安全的做他们喜欢做的事情。因为我们都知道要出去不能常常在家里，身心会健康。然后呢很高兴这个服务就可以延伸到这个圣马吊院。那个圣马吊院的话呢，从一年前这个叫做防止仇恨的计划开始，这个模式呢就是也是针对如果有面对有犯罪的人呢，或者说之前是一个 victims of crime， 就是说受害者或者说曾经被人家有这个歧视的，那我们会也是陪伴长者，会有个案管理，会提供一些服务，让他们可以得到需要的帮助。
好的，那么就像节目第一段提起的，其实 Stop the Hate 停止仇恨的专案在湾区呢是有21个服务单位。那至于一年来州政府拨款的停止仇恨的专案究竟是否起了遏制亚裔偏见的社会问题的作用， Centres Prague 表示在短短的一年中是很难确凿一个定论。那 Siri 的预疗师 Sonora 提及他治疗的一位老太太，她是呢在散步的途中被装有液体的罐子打到头而摔倒，那经过了创伤治疗虽然是有好转，可是最终仍然因为对社区的恐惧而迁移搬走。那么美国华人精神健康联盟的 Elaine Payne 所分享的两个故事均为华裔的老者在自己居住的社区中甚至同一栋楼内遭受仇恨的攻击，两个不同的个案留下了同样的创伤，那就是这些受害者不敢出家门，而且对总体的安全性失去了信心。在更多不为人知的事件中，确实有几桩因为加州政府拨款的停止仇恨的专案得到了处理，可是所有的服务组织受访者都有同一个感触，那就是揭开来的问题比解决掉的问题要更多。今天加州政府辨识了美国亚裔太平洋岛民所面对的种族偏见的社会问题，可是明年、后年、大后年呢？偏见、仇恨这个议题需要州政府、县政府、市政府永续性的行动。
因为我们华人来讲，一般这个看见好的这个 politicians、mayor 其他的都跟他拍个照，拍完照以后就很感谢他了。OK， 其他没有要求。OK， 我跟你讲，其他的主意不一样。每一期他们看见这个 politician 来讲说，我曾经投票给你，但是我需要你帮我做以下的事情。OK， 这个很重要。
涡轮华富商会的 Carl Chen 在受访的过程中指出了一项重点，那就是亚裔必须更积极的投票，更明确的说出我们的声音。他指出，下一次你与某位候选人吃饭照相之余，一定要大声说出你要求对亚裔社区福祉的承诺。
And yeah, with these current numbers and just seeing the immediate short-term outcomes, there are a lot of folks through our different partners who are receiving all different types of services. We're hearing stories, and you'll hear them too when you meet with our partners, of the impact that this is happening, the immediate impact, and just people feeling that sense of connectedness already, and just deeper understanding of either issues that they weren't aware about or different ways to heal either within their own community or through these cross-cultural programs.
Asian Health Services 的 Sanchez Prague 强调，在停止仇恨的专案资助之下，我们确切地知道，因为 Asian Health Services 和21个合作伙伴的努力，社区有了更多的力量和资源，居民对亚裔仇恨的议题得到更深的了解，更多的受害者在自己认同和舒适的环境中愈疗，更多令人振奋的感人故事。总体来说，社区因为停止仇恨的专案有更多的链接，在21个服务组织的努力之下，在第一时间确切也看到了很直接的影响。可是也需要将反暴力、反偏见的机制不断的扩展，才能够达到永续。